Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have with us Russell Fryer, who is the Executive Director of Critical Metals, which is an investment vehicle to acquire mining opportunities in the US and Europe. Good day, Russell. How are you?
How's it, Rob? I'm keeping well. How are you keeping?
I'm not too bad myself. So you've just announced the completion of the acquisition of the copper and cobalt project in the DRC. What are the details of the acquisition and what does this mean for the company?
Yeah, so we just RNS'd our prospectus approval, and it's very exciting times because Critical Metals has been on a 16-month journey to purchase 57% of a Mauritius company that owns 70% of a copper cobalt mining license. And the total transaction value, equity plus debt, is about $1.25 million. And out of that $1.25 million, we've set aside about $200,000 to drill the project immediately to create a JORC-compliant resource. And what we think is that JORC-compliant resource is going to be massively value accretive to shareholders. They'll give them a very real sense of what we have on the ground. We actually have a CPR, a competent persons report, that's included in the prospectus. And there's a couple fantastic areas that we are going to investigate besides the current four pits that were operational a few years ago. So overall, a very exciting day today with the announcement of the publication of the prospectus and resuming trading next week.
Great. And do you think you can tell us a bit more about the Mololu project, the history, or you know, what information can you give us there?
Sure. Before COVID hit, Mololu consisted of four open pit copper pits, a very, very high grade sulfide pit that was 50 meters deep. And it was so big, you know, there are pictures of eight trucks at the bottom of the pit taking the sulfide ores. And when I say high grade, the sulfide ore, 10% plus type ores, which is very, very rich, especially if you compare it to what the copper grades are in, say, someplace like Chile or even Peru. So there's four pits. Three of them are underwater now, and the one is not underwater. I was at the mine and the property about 2 months ago, and it's right now it's a dry season, so you can walk around quite easily. The exciting part is the copper ore body is only about a meter and a half to 2 meters below surface. So you strip that overburden off and you get right into mineralization, and you can actually just blast and take with a backhoe and start mining immediately. So we have a plan to quick production over the next 90 days. And our intention is actually to begin production in Q4 of 2022.
Yeah, so that was going to be my next question, is about how are you intending to do that by the year end? I mean, what are the steps? Can you talk us through that?
Sure. So, in fact, about 2 hours ago, I just got off our weekly technical committee phone call. And right now we're going to rehabilitate a portion of the 38 kilometer long dirt road. And we need that road, obviously, to get to the bitumen or the tar road in order to get our material to the market. So we're going to do road works. But simultaneously, we also are ordering camp equipment. So we're going to have a 20-person camp. We will have a mess hall, you know, a place to eat, a kitchen, basically, with ablution facilities and Wi-Fi and gen sets and such. So that is all under process now. We have a project manager and a mine manager identified. We have geologists and mine engineers already on the ground doing preliminary work. So we've actually already been on site preparing for the incoming equipment transfer from South Africa. The equipment's coming from South Africa to the DRC. So that'll take about 30 days. Our mine managers and geologists will sit there and say, okay, this is how we plan to sequence our mining. We'll mine the oxide cap first, the oxide seam. But in conjunction and tandem, we'll also do some exploratory trenching. So we know that the lease area is about 4 kilometers long. So we'll trench probably every 250 meters just to delineate the ore body. And so we know exactly where to mine. So that would be 30 and 60 days. And then after day 60, we would have hopefully first ore sales. And we'll make announcements on that. Well, in fact, we have a series of announcements to make as we move into Q4 2022.
Right, and talking about announcements and stuff, what's the roadmap looking like for Critical Metals over the next 2 years? And for investors, obviously, what should they be listening to for the next few months?
Well, I'm on record over the last couple of years, even pre-COVID, that we want to stick to the five country and five mines plan. And when we say five mines, we like mines that are polymetallic. So for every ton of ore that you hoist, you blast in your hoist, you get paid twice. So in this particular case of Mululu, the polymetallic characteristics are copper cobalt. So we are looking in sub-Saharan Africa. And when I say sub-Saharan Africa, you know, I've been to Nigeria. So we go from Nigeria all the way to Kenya, which I visited a property there a few months back, all the way down to sub-Saharan Africa. And so, you know, there's right now, there's really no country that we're not looking at in sub-Saharan Africa as a place that we can potentially do business in. So the news flow really looks exciting for 2022, which is, you know, obviously we want to announce the drilling. We want to announce first sales of ore. We want to announce first receipt of revenues. But the big one that's really value additive to shareholders would be the JORC compliant report. And I think that's going to be massively value additive. We have the potential of still doing merger and acquisitions or M&A transactions this year. Hopefully two. We have to move quick. And then as we move into 2023, I would expect at least two transactions to be announced, assuming things go well, which would give us really a total of five cash flow and assets within the portfolio.
Great. It sounds like you're going to get a busy passport, lots of stamps there. Russell, appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and obviously give us a bit more information into the RNS you announced, and look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you, Rob. Take care. Cheers now. All the best.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.